Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Coming up, it's the iPad Today 99 cent store where everything, I mean everything, is 99 cents.
Plus, the Kindle loses its in-app purchase button, VNC community tips, and to PDF or not to PDF.
All that and the best NASA visualization apps this side of the atmosphere on iPad Today.
iPad Today! iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMyPC, the missing link that turns your iPad into a computer. Download the free app and visit GoToMyPC.com for your free 30-day trial. Promo code iPad.
Welcome to iPad Today on our very first day on our new set in the new studio.
It's so nice. It's a beautiful day outside.
Animated clouds.
Clouds are floating by.
They represent the actual clouds that are outside, though, even though we're inside.
When you look at me, you can see clouds outside. Well, you can see an SUV outside.
You can see the back of a car, but there are clouds above that car.
Anyway, welcome. This is our new multi-million dollar studio. How do you like it?
I love it. I'm excited. I'm a little nervous because change scares me.
It's not that. Sarah is a professional television producer. She worked for years in real TV. And so when you get this close to real TV, you naturally have the expectation. Like, she wanted to put on makeup. So she had this expectation that it would look more like that we would be. But no. This is still the same old junk that we've been foisting on people all along.
Well, here's what happens.
It's just better lit.
When we're in the cottage. And we've got, you have one chair, you sit in it where you don't do the show.
That's
then I
right.
go, okay, then I've just got
That's
the one
right.
chair. And now like, ooh, we've got all these options. We have all this professional lighting and all these people who can fix
one
stuff.
Thing, though,
and so then I go nuts.
One thing we screwed up on.
What?
Remember when we asked for iPad stands?
And 400 million people sent
Great
us really, really good ideas.
But did we listen to them?
Well, we listened to one person who gave us a cheap option, which seemed great
and
online.
Sarah's broken hers already.
Well, it's
actually
true.
Taped together in the back because it's apparently, while it seems like it's supposed to rotate, I don't know. Did you do a Fred Flintstone and go? Argh!
I think that the stand is perfectly good for something that doesn't move around a lot.
Yeah,
and
we were rotating.
We'd move our iPads around a lot. We're used to having them on tables, so that it's pretty easy to do this. So we've decided, and this is another thing
we'd love to hear from you guys. But we decided that it's even though we have the capability and we can introduce this capability of taking the screens directly, it's easy in our new studio to do that you still kind of want to see fingers on the screen as you show the screen, so that you can kind of get where it's going and who's doing it and all this stuff. So we decided that this is still probably, even though we're just doing a camera shooting the screen, the best way to show the iPad.
In a couple of our very first episodes, we tried to take, we jailbroke our iPad at the beginning, and there was something missing because you could see the screen changing on an app,
but you
didn't get the context of how it was happening.
Right.
In a perfect world, when we get up and running, we'll be able to have both the shot with our hands in it and then maybe an HDMI out.
We could do that right
now. And do it like a picture-in-picture.
We could actually do that right now, but Sarah didn't want to wait.
Well, either just TNT or
No, you're right.
Dr.
We got
Kiki
a show to do. It's already almost 2:30. You're right. Absolutely. But we will do that. We'll have a full screen, and then you'll see if we'll figure out different ways.
We have so many options, so this is, it's phase one.
As always, it's your feedback that determines what we do.
Yeah.
So thank you for watching, and let us know. Email us, iPadToday@twit.tv, and let us know what you like, what you don't like. Today, was this a listener suggestion, or did you come up with this?
No, well, I think we've done something along these lines before. 56 episodes in, and I forget what we do in the first 20. Mark Ottens emailed an idea, and he said, what about the best apps for 99 cents?
Our 99 cents store
is not the free app, but it's still the app where you go, oh, super cheap. It's almost free.
I think that's the lowest price you can price an app on iTunes. So
it's basically
the least expensive non-free app, least expensive paid app.
Exactly.
And it turns out there are a lot of great 99 cent apps.
There are a lot of really not great 99 cent apps also.
I found that too. I'm going through them last night. Oh, that's
bad. I know.
I think
that's
I spent $100 on 99-cent apps that were just awful.
Really?
Yeah.
But that's a lot of wasted time.
And money.
And money.
But I found we have, what, five or six that are great.
Yeah, so it's like our virtual 99-cent app store. You know those dollar stores?
It's a dollar store.
I walk by them all the time when I'm going to the Kabuki Theater.
I'm shining up the screen.
On Fillmore Street.
Yeah.
You're shining up your screen.
I want to show you some beautiful apps. Why don't you start? You've got a couple of good ones.
All right, fine.
And
I think my iPad keeps going to sleep because it's got this edge on it.
It's sliding?
Yeah, it's sliding towards the sleep area.
Sliding towards sleep?
I don't know. Maybe there's some magnetic thing going on. My first 99-cent app, I thought originally, well, this is silly. Who would use this? It's called Decibel Meter Pro.
I think we need it. Are you kidding?
Well, we certainly do need it.
Hello!
Yeah, so
this is the thing we need.
You may not realize. Do you even know where your iPad microphone is? If you had to like point it out really quickly.
No, because there's not like a hole. Or
it's
is
not
it?
Where you think it would be because it's not like a phone.
Where
it's actually
it?
On the top between the sleep button and the microphone jack. Right in the middle there at the top.
I don't even see. Oh, there's a little hole. I do see it.
Yeah,
there's
that's
a little
your microphone.
Teeny weeny hole right there.
So when I was playing around with Decibel Meter Pro last night, I was like yelling into the bottom of the iPad, and I'm like, it's not really changing the decibels that much because I was yelling to the wrong side.
So this does not work?
No, it works. It works. It
doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Well, it's not doing anything.
Hello!
Here, I'm going to.
Hello!
See how it went up for a second?
But not much.
Well, this is also.
So, well, that's one thing people don't realize is a decibel. One decibel is the smallest difference in sound that you can hear, roughly. But it's a logarithmic scale. So 10 decibels is 10.
I like how you say that.
Decibel.
Decibel.
I am an enunciation expert.
Yeah, you sure
10
are.
Decibels is like 100 times louder or something like that.
Yeah, so the idea is that if you were somewhere where you were concerned if it was too noisy, I read a review.
You can't complain. It seems noisy in here. It's 75 decibels.
Well, you know what's interesting about this is I read a review because at first I was like, first of all, I'm not a decibel expert. And second of all, it was like the app was kind of acting around. Radically to
you can
me.
Say decibel.
Decibel.
That's okay.
America. but I was playing around with it, and I read a review of somebody who said, when you first launch the app, it'll take a while for it to kind of calibrate and figure out what the resting area is.
Right.
And then once you do that, you've got your A decibels, your Bs. You know, there's different frequencies type of thing that you can focus on. You've got calibration that you can fool
it's
around
really
with,
pretty.
And sensitivity. Yeah, and you know, even you can
this
keep the device from going
cents.
To sleep. I know it's actually kind of neat. I read a review in the App Store. Someone said, I know this is stupid, but I'm going to be honest. I had a burping contest last night, and this was like the best app ever. We really had a lot of fun.
That's how you know who wins, because they're the loudest?
Because they have the loudest burps, and it'll give you like a peak.
Well, now it's really hopping around.
Yeah,
you changed to a different scale.
Yeah, I did.
Hello!
I went to C's.
Hello! Now it's really working.
You just have to get closer.
Yeah.
See, like I hit the hundreds come up.
Oh,
there.
That makes a big difference.
So anyway, this is the sort of app where, hey, if you were somewhere, I don't know, like a football game. You're at the Super Bowl and you're like...
How loud is it?
Yeah, I don't
when
know.
When you blog, when you send your blog post, it was 97 decibels.
Right.
In Lambeau Field last night.
Exactly.
Right.
Or you're at a music venue and for whatever reason you've got your iPad in your back pocket because
so
you
what
have
you're
really
saying,
big pockets.
This is for people who want to sue.
No, I think this is for people who want to have burping contests. Or just play around with sound.
For 99 cents.
It's a buck. This is a 99-cent story. You can't expect greatness, people.
Web 3665 says, please don't yell. My neighbors think I've kidnapped somebody. You might want to turn your TV down if you're watching this.
Yeah. This is
I apologize.
This is a decibel-heavy show.
Hello! Help me! Web 6693 has kidnapped me! Help me!
Leo, you're clipping. You're clipping.
You tell the decibel meter? Did it tell you that?
You're right. No, I
That's
think
good.
The chat will tell you that pretty soon. Okay, my next app, and this is very weird, and I want to just say beforehand, Leo and I did not consult each other because we don't do a lot of talking before Thursdays.
We try not to talk to each other
No,
ever.
Because it ruins our moods. And so we both happened to pick separate, not even the same app, but separate apps that have to do with Craigslist.
So we're going to ask
as in
you
the sort of buy and sell and share.
Sarah and I've already had the burping contest, so instead we're going to ask you to judge who's got the better Craigslist app.
Who's got the better Craigslist app? Now,
99 cents.
You told me before the show started that you have never bought or sold anything on Craigslist.
I haven't.
Which is weird, because not only is Craig somewhat local, I mean, he lives in San Francisco.
I know Craig. I've talked to Craig many times.
Yeah.
I like Craig.
But it seems like the kind of thing that you'd be into. Okay, so here's my app that's called, this is different than your app. My app is called Life Like Craig, although
it looks very lifelike.
It's called Craigslist App in the App Store. Oop, let me do this this way. I can
No wonder you broke your tablet. You're doing it, whipping it around.
Listen.
It's not a steering wheel, lady.
Well, it's a learning curve. All right, so if you look back at the Craigslist app here, that is...
Life Like Craig, but it's called Craigslist.
Okay, so if we look at my... There we go. Yep. Okay, so this is... I am looking for a new apartment. I'm actually sort of...
Ooh, that's pretty. Look, it looks
I'm sort of really doing that.
This is what newspapers are so afraid of.
Exactly. So if we go back, let's just go...
it replaces their classifieds.
Yeah, so this is... I have already said I want to be in the San Francisco Bay Area, but you have an option, obviously, because Craigslist is worldwide,
right,
to choose your location. You can choose multiple locations, which is really cool, but it'll take longer to search, so if you're searching for like concert tickets or something, you're probably only going to be looking in one area. Okay, so I'm looking in the San Francisco Bay Area, and then I can drill down into San Francisco proper rather than Oakland or Foster City or that kind of thing. Okay, so if I look at apartments housing, this is in the housing section, it'll go ahead and just pull up all the stuff that is for rent, which it would do in the normal Craigslist view, but this has all the, anything that has an image in it already gets displayed as if you're actually looking at the classified section.
Right.
If you click on a, so this is an apartment in...
this is almost like an email.
In Ingleside for, almost $3,000 a month, but it's a two-bedroom. Two-bedroom.
Wow.
I know. Things are a racket in San Francisco. That's just the way it goes.
Wow.
So we've got pictures. We've got some floor plan stuff. If you click on that, you can get larger images. This is already much better than the web experience.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to like that.
Same content.
Old school look.
Same content,
exactly,
right?
The same content. The only thing that I have noticed, which bothered me about this, for looking for apartments specifically, because I've gotten a lot of apartments off Craigslist, so I consider myself a bit of an expert. At least six.
Boy, you have to move a lot, huh?
Yeah. I'm a renter. That's what we do.
I'm a renter.
Yeah. We get kicked out or we get bored.
Or you turn off the TV too loud and somebody shouts, "Help me, Sarah Lane's kidnapping me."
That also happens.
Yes,
that's when you have to move. I have to move because people sleep on my doorstep too often.
It's
gotten unruly.
You were so happy about your new place.
Well,
but
I like the place. It's the block.
Yeah.
The block is bad. So when you're looking for apartments specifically, one thing that bothered me, and anybody who's familiar with Craigslist apartment hunting, is neighborhoods are really important. And this doesn't, at least from what I found, does not give me a chance to say, I only want to look in Noe Valley.
Right.
Which is a neighborhood of San Francisco for anyone who's not familiar. For something like concert tickets or antiques or cars, that would matter a lot less. It's like, as long as you guys are both in the same city, you can probably find a meeting place and buy and sell. But I like it. 99 cents. Life Like Craig, a.k.a. Craigslist app, if you're searching for it in the App Store.
Okay.
I don't really know what it has to be named.
Sarah's app now. Now
I'm afraid that yours is going to be better.
Take a look at mine.
Okay.
Well, okay, here's the deal. This is called Craigslist Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about Craigslist Pro, I should we'll go to the homepage so you can see, is I've never used Craigslist. So you know why I like this? Because it's pretty. That's the only reason. I don't know. So I'm going to do a search. You tell me. You're the expert. You tell me. I'm going to do a search.
I consider myself a Craig aficionado.
I understand.
Yes.
This is a very common search on Craigslist. Love for sale.
That's not.
And then
you're not going to find what you're
I've told it where I am.
Right.
And so it's for some reason, that's living room set. Love
casual encounters is what you're looking for.
See, I told you I wasn't an
expert. Well, that's what Craigslist.
But look, here's hay for sale. That's about as close to love as I want to get. So you see, I'm seeing the listings like this. There's the pictures. Let's go dig deep into this hay for sale ad. We shouldn't show the number on the page probably, unless somebody really wants some hay. So
it is a public.
It's already on Craigslist.
Yeah,
I'm not doing anything. Maybe if you want hay, call these guys.
We're giving them some.
Tell them you heard about it on iPad today.
Hay's for horses anyway.
So this is I think a little bit better layout. Let me click the hot tub for sale.
You don't even know how to use Craigslist.
I don't. But there's the listing. Okay, I can add to my favorites. Map and directions. Watch this.
Ooh, that's cool.
Okay. There's
that
where I
like.
Am. There's where they are. Okay.
Also good when you're not in the same city, but
exactly.
You really want that.
Did you
want
to tweet? Did you want to tweet a comment about the hot tub for sale? You can do that. You want to do an email reply? or forward it to a friend. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can, if I want to say, well, what did it look like on Craigslist, actually pull up the Craigslist listing directly. See, this is why people are putting apps out for Craigslist. Look how ugly. That's the web-based version of Craigslist. So I can do that. I mean, I think this is pretty nice. I can have filters and settings. So preview photos are on, listings with photo. If I only want to see listings with a photo, I could turn that on. I can shake to search, which I think is unusual, but if you wanted
people like that shaking.
Yeah. They do. That's
well, not necessarily for this.
Because you can.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I can sort by recent, best match, low price, high price. So all that filtering can be done automatically for me in the filters and settings. So I'm now searching by price, and the 2007 BMW 3 Series 328i Coupe is actually the most expensive thing on there. But and I just think add it to favorites, sure, because I'm doing a whole bunch of searches for BMWs. I think that's actually a good result for Love for
Sale. The favorites is actually important. I mean, there are ways to do it in the web experience, but it's very cumbersome.
Now, you mentioned you wanted to search by neighborhood. I can search by neighborhood. Here I am in the Petaluma neighborhood. I'm only searching for Love for Sale in my Petaluma neighborhood.
Well, give me a different
search result.
I'm just saying that when you're looking
for
apartments, neighborhoods matter more than love. You travel farther for love
like
than
to,
you would for
I
the
don't
right
like
apartment.
Big love commutes.
No?
I want a short love commute.
Yeah.
What? Give me another search term.
I don't know. Love for Sale is the weirdest one you could have possibly chosen, and that's what you chose. So,
but it worked. Diamond rings.
You can't buy love. The Beatles said so.
Do people buy diamond rings on Craigslist? Apparently not, because the first thing I found was a dump trailer.
They probably buy Cuba zirconia.
How about over 250 DVDs, including the shelving? Look at this. These are all the DVDs. This guy's getting out of the DVD business.
What I like about this app
is
it looks nothing like the app that I showed, but they're
photo
both
view?
Different ways to experience Craigslist
Same
for
thing.
Someone who likes
here's,
the service.
Here's the photo view. I went to the photo view. I mean, I think this is actually does a very nice job. These are the different things. Photo view, map view. How about that? So now I can pinpoint on a map all the different places where I could buy a diamond ring. How about that?
Look at you.
Do I win, kids? Do I win this race? Oh, sure, she won the Belch contest last night, but I think I should win the best Craigslist app.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give it to you because I am a team player. It is a wonderful – they're both a dollar.
This woman got all the way to L when she was burping the alphabet. All the way to L. Isn't that impressive?
I drank a lot of soda, and I paid the price.
Just kidding. All right, I got another one for you.
Okay.
I wanted to throw in a game. There are actually surprisingly large number of 99-cent games, but as you said, most of them terrible.
Horrible, or they're crashy.
This is amazing. It's called Gravity Hook. It's loading here. This is another one of those cut the rope style games. Listen to the music, though. I think it's a really fun game. We'll play here real quickly. The idea is to climb up the wall using the gravity hook.
You've got a knack for games, cheap games where you climb things.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's
more than anyone else.
Watch out for the bombs!
Yeah.
Watch out for the bombs! Oh! Whoa! Gravity hook pie. Oh! So it's a real. I got 75 meters. So this is, and it's by the way, every time you play, it's a different field. Doesn't this look fun?
Yeah, sure.
You don't like it?
For a dollar? Absolutely.
For a dollar, you couldn't get better.
If it was $5, I might be a little bit more.
Whoa. Like, no, I think this is worth $5. No, these are good graphics. Oh, watch out. See? I hit the bottom. Anyway, very addictive, very fun game. It's, you know, it's like
Gravity
Doodle Jump.
Hook.
Doodle Jump was huge. This is basically Doodle Jump with gravity.
A lot of these games are pretty much just the same engine with, like, different graphics.
I like Gravity Hook.
Well, I think it's wonderful. 99 cents.
All right, let me show you another one.
All right.
It is. It's just like Doodle Jump, except that it's prettier. You might say, what do you need this for? Who needs a calculator? I use calculators all the time. This is the prettiest 99-cent calculator HD, the prettiest calculator out there. Now, none of this stuff is functional, okay?
So you just have to deal with it. Well, if you go into portrait mode, does it become bigger?
Yeah. Sort of.
Well, you still kind of get that. All right.
No, there are other calculators. That's basic.
They want you to feel like you're at a desk.
Here's paper tape.
Okay.
Which is very handy if you do a lot of calculations. You know, you really need that.
Yeah.
You can, by the way, mail the tape, mail as attachment, or print the tape. So this is very handy if you're doing your taxes. Here's the scientific calculator. We'll go back here, give ourselves a little. But oh, that's kind of neat. So you see that, what it did there?
Mm-hmm.
For 99 cents, this is a spectacular good calculator. I like this. This is the paper tape mode, but you can sketch into the notes and as you do the calculations, they...
Oh, my gosh. This is really cool. Now, I have to say, it's made for right-handed people, which neither of us are.
Right. We're
but
both
I guess
lefties.
On the iPad, it matters because we're... It matters less because we don't have to worry
especially
about
in portrait
ink smudging.
Mode. Right, exactly.
But that's good for... You know, sometimes people have to write, especially equations and just... Even like addition.
Turn up the sound because there's
a little. You have to kind of do it in your head.
There's a little bit of sound. It's an analog sound. Don't you like that?
Yes, I do.
I think this for not. I think you know. Look, there are a lot of calculators out there. Some much more sophisticated calculators. But I just think this is a beautiful looking calculator, and I love the tape mode, the scientific mode. It gives you a lot of. You can even have, by the way, print to tape on the scientific mode if you want, so that you know you really have a lot of nice choices. You can turn off the decorations if you don't want it, if you find them distracting.
Oh, okay.
I happen to like them.
I kind of like it
makes
too.
Makes me feel like I'm working.
It's nice that they give you the option, though. If for whatever reason, you just hate pencils or
right
or anti notepads.
You could turn off the decorations. You don't gain any more space. You just
get more desk
wood,
which is fine for the minimalist in the group.
Again, any button that gives
$1
me wood
calculator
is
HT.
Okay with me.
99 cents. So we gave you
boy, those are great apps.
Five, count them five. And I mean,
five.
we could have done 500, but we don't have time.
We don't, and God knows we went through a lot of crap to get to these five.
But it's true. It's a hard exercise.
I should show you. You know, maybe next week, can we do the worst 99-cent apps? Because I have a bunch of them.
Yes, we could.
Some of them are so bad. There are so many apps, for instance, out there that basically they scrape web content and they put them on the screen with no formatting,
yes.
Nothing. I mean, there's terrible stuff out
there.
Well,
and the problem with the 99-cent margin is...
It's cheap enough that you're
somebody
not
Somebody is
complain,
still trying to get money out of you.
But they still get money.
Yeah. But they're trying to get the least amount almost by fooling you.
Exactly. They know it's bad, but they figure if we make it 99 cents, they probably won't complain.
It's like, maybe I'll make like $500.
Right.
And it was worth my time.
Exactly.
Well, maybe a little bit more
So
than
these
that.
Are apps I think are well worth 99 cents, every one of them, even your silly Craigslist app.
Thank you, Leo. Appreciate that. To all the links that we mentioned on the show, and of course links that we mention on any show, if you're like, what was that app that they talked about four episodes ago? I didn't write it down, and now I'm cursing myself.
Curses.
Don't worry about it. Just go to twit.tv/IPT. That's our show page. That's where all of our video archives, where you can subscribe to all of our shows, either our audio or our video feeds. Audio listeners, we love you. I don't know why you want to listen and not watch, but not a problem. And then, of course, in any episode page, if you click on show notes, then you get all the notes to the shows that we've done in the past, and it's easier for you to follow along or catch up or remember that app. We get a lot of emails from people saying, you went too fast. I didn't have a chance. I don't know which one. What was the name of that app? If for any reason you're ever stuck and we don't get back to you via email, go to our show notes.
I'll never understand that because you just rewind. If I said something, just rewind. It's on. You can listen again.
Well, what if they're watching the live stream?
Well, then download it.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Okay.
We don't go that fast.
Well, okay. But
in fact, I think I get more emails saying, could you hurry up?
If you're
mostly from you.
A rewind phobe, you could at least go to our show notes and just get the links directly.
Even the BitGravity live stream and Justin.
Well, it's also nice to go to the show notes if for whatever reason.
I like the show.
You could write down the URL that we show on the bottom of the screen.
There's a good reason.
But then it's a hyperlink.
You could just.
It's very modern.
I like it when you talk like that.
Thank you.
This show brought to you by our good friends at Citrix who do Go to My PC. I want you to try Go to My PC. The new Go to My PC app for iPad is so slick. I mean, think about it. You could take, next time you go on the road, your iPad, not a laptop, just your iPad with you, and still do everything you could do on a laptop. Get back to your office computer, send and receive email, run any program, access any network resource, just as if you were at work with an iPad. That is really killer. Go to My PC works on Macs or PCs. Before you go on your vacation this year, before you go on the next road trip, install it on your office computer. Visit gotomypc.com, gotomypc.com. If you use the offer code iPad, so click that try it free button. The offer code is iPad. That's it. And you'll be able to install it for 30 days free. Then go to the iTunes App Store and download the iPad app, and you're set. Hit the road. Go on out of there. You can do everything you could do on your iPad. It's really the best of both worlds. You don't need IT help. You don't need to punch a hole in the firewall or do port forwarding. Nothing like that. It just works. They use a very sophisticated network address traversal, NAT traversal, to do this. And it works so beautifully. Try it free. Go to mypc.com. Click the Try It Free button, the promo code iPad. And don't forget to try it on your iPad. It's really sweet. All right, let's find out what happened in the world of iPad.
Well, some apps lost some really important buttons.
No kidding. I'm mad about this. Okay. I blame Apple.
You're mad at Apple.
I'm mad at Apple.
Because, you know, some people are mad at the companies who stripped out. We're talking, of course, about apps that had to remove their in-app purchase buttons, such as the Kindle app.
That's the best example.
It is.
So when you first got the Kindle app on the iPad, there's a button that would take you to Safari, and then you'd order on Safari. That was all right, but kind of a pain. Then you could actually buy in a Kindle store in the iPad app.
Right.
Then Apple said, we want 30%. Then Amazon took the button out entirely. Now you can read in the Kindle app, but you can't buy at all.
And that's Amazon isn't alone in this. A few companies.
Wall Street Journal, a lot of magazines.
Financial Times just kind of got around it all together and said, just go to our web experience.
We'll charge you there.
We've made it really nice for iPad people. But
here's the
other
argument.
Company said, screw you, Apple.
Here's the argument that Amazon would give. Excuse me. The margin in the books already is low because they give the authors a bigger chunk of Kindle books normally, or give the publisher. So we're not making much money. If Apple wants to take a third of that, we're really not making any money at all. It's just not worth it. So rather than give Apple its 30%, we're just going to remove it entirely from the application. Apple originally, and they did back down on this, they originally said if you sell it anywhere, you have to sell it in the app for a price equal to or lower than the web price.
Mm-hmm.
And what would have happened then, thank goodness that didn't go through, is that you wouldn't have a Kindle app at all. So, Apple, can you understand? I understand Apple wants to make money, but I don't think they deserve 30% for in-app purchases in the Kindle store. Do you?
Well, it's definitely high, especially if they're like, you can sell books outside of our app if you want to. We're not going to stop you from doing that. But let's be honest. You and I know what's going on behind the scenes, but most people, they fire up their Kindle app. They don't know what happens.
It hurts users. Make it easy for users.
And they,
Apple's
and they
not serving the book. They're not doing any back end. They're just saying, if you're going to sell something, give us the money.
Right. Because we've created this convenience.
You have to use the app. Now, what they do force you to do is buy through Apple.
Yes.
So you wouldn't go to Amazon to buy a Kindle book. You'd be buying it on some Apple system. So they would be providing the e-commerce system, I guess. But I'm sorry. It just doesn't make sense. I think that hurts users because, of course, Apple must have known Amazon and others would pull out. So they didn't make any money on this. And it hurts us because our apps aren't as functional.
What I did this morning was I thought, okay, so if I was a new Kindle, you know, I just got an iPad and I'd heard about how great the Kindle app was. And I thought, okay, well, let's all download the Kindle app and just see how I can buy a book. All right. So I'm looking at my Kindle app now.
Look at it. There's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like I've got Hunger Games in there. Oops.
Hunger Games.
If we go back to the iPad
view. Is that a good book?
I'm interested now because it's going to be a movie and I want to get caught up. So how did I get to the Hunger Games? Well, it wasn't through the app. I looked at archived items. Okay, there's nothing in there. Go back home. Recent. Okay. Information. Maybe information will tell me how to get there.
Nope.
I've got settings. No. Nope. Registered.
You're just
social networking.
To know.
I go, okay, well, I'll go ahead and sync, checking for items and syncing. Well, there's nothing in there. So what did I do? Imagine if you were a new person. You're like, how do I buy a book? I just want to buy a book. I've heard all about this Kindle app. It's so great.
Can't.
What you have to do
is to Amazon.
You have to go to, through Safari. So you go to Amazon. You go to the Kindle store. You find the book that you want. You go ahead and buy it. And then at that point, once you do buy it, it'll say, do you want to – it's like a whisper sync thing where it'll say
– You can have your iPad be the primary device, so it just goes straight to the iPad.
Which I did. Yeah, and if you're on the same Wi-Fi network, right. it'll go ahead and sync. But that
now,
was not intuitive.
John J. iPhone in our chat room says, well, Amazon could have just charged that money back to consumers. And if you're so lazy or dumb, you can't figure it out, it costs 30% more to buy a book on the iPad or iPhone app. But I don't think that that's a good solution because I think, first of all, it's weird. Why does it cost 30% more? Apple, the publishers, they have to give that money, some of that money to the publishers so they can, I just think it's not that's not going to happen. It's easier just to pull out. So Apple gains nothing by doing this.
Yeah, it's a bummer. And the people lose. The people lose.
What about the people?
What about Bob,
it's
for
a
example?
First world problem, I admit it.
It is. Hey, bigger fish to fry, but this is an iPad show.
It makes me mad when Apple does stuff like that.
Well, it's a lot of greed driving these decisions. Yeah. We got some feedback from Peter SW, and this is actually in reference to last week's email that we got about a VNC solution that required jailbreaking for that couple who wanted to browse Amazon, for example.
We can now simulate
on
this.
On their iPod.
We can simulate this.
We could.
So we're watching TV,
yeah.
You and I.
Yeah.
You got your iPad. I got my iPad. I go to a site. You want to be able to, and I guess I put the site on here or no?
Didn't
they mention a TV?
Yes.
So I'll use AirPlay to put the site up here.
Yeah.
And then you, on your iPad, want to be able to do stuff on that screen.
You're right. It was a solution. It was a janky
VNC
one.
VNC would make it work.
Peter says, you mentioned Steve's method to share a browse session using VNC in episode 55. Easy way for people to share a browse session using iPads is to run the VNC server on a Mac or PC. So you need an extra computer or even a Linux box. Then you both just browse to that computer from your iPads.
From your iPads.
You could use GoToMyPC, for example, to do
it
so.
It would work fine.
While you're mobile, right. No jailbreak needed.
No, you couldn't because GoToMyPC, you can't both log into the same computer.
Ah, really?
I don't think so.
Oh.
In fact, I bet a lot of VNC clients would have a problem with two computers.
See, because I was like, Peter, you're a genius.
Well, I don't know.
You could still do this. Maybe you just wouldn't be able to be.
What are there VNC programs that let two people log into the same computer at the same time? I don't know.
Well, there must be because I've had wars with people, you know, like I've got the mouse. No, you've got the mouse. No, I've got the mouse.
So VNC would let you do that. All right. So
yeah.
That's the way to do it. You have multiple mice. Not a good solution.
I still think it's like this is it's just a weird,
I'm sure that
it's
couple,
a weird scenario.
I'm sure that couple is broken up by now.
The reason I keep talking about this is because we keep getting so many people saying, "Yeah, I want to know how to do that. I don't want to jailbreak my iPad."
I take it back.
You never know.
I take it back.
We'll talk about whatever you guys want. Whatever you guys want.
I was wrong.
There's a Tiny Tower tip, Leo, for you.
Good,
because I play it.
I am playing Tiny Tower and I'm not getting anywhere.
Well, I think maybe you should cheat.
Thank you. I will gladly.
Wonderful. So I'm
going
to go ahead.
While I was away,
I'll go ahead and read this email, and you tell me if this is something that that you would like to
Chinese restaurant's closed.
This, by the way, is from Anonymous. Ha ha ha. Well, not the group, but just someone who didn't want to leave their name.
Yeah.
He says he or she, I resisted the urge to get Tiny Tower for my iPad, but people were raving about the game. But then you guys mentioned it on iPad today, and I downloaded it, and immediately I got sucked in.
See, they're on the fourth
floor. Is there someone talking?
I don't hear it.
Oh, okay. Last night I was looking online for some strategy hints to see if anyone had suggestions on what to build.
Are you easily distracted?
Well, I thought that your Tiny Tower was talking. I was like, is there somebody talking in the Tiny Tower game?
I'd like to go to the fourth floor, please.
I think it's just someone on the phone in the background. I came across
this is all I do on Tiny Tower. I want to cheat because all I ever do is take people up in the elevator.
I came across a video that said all you need to do was set your clock forward a few hours and a Tiny Tower would think the time had passed.
Give you more coins?
I couldn't believe it because when I got my first computer, a Mac Plus, I used to change the clock date to try and get an extra day on demo software. But usually devs figure that stuff out.
You guys, you're such cheaters.
When I tried it, I found it worked. And my new floor was built and I had earned a couple of coins over the elapsed time. Normally, I'm not one to go through such extremes, but I couldn't believe such a simple hack
worked. You can see I need 5,400 coins to build a new floor, and I've been playing this thing for years. It's 3,400. I got two. Okay, so how far ahead should I set it?
I don't know.
I'm going to set it to the 22nd century.
I don't know if I condone this type of solution.
I don't
care.
I'm doing it.
Because it's like taking steroids. You win, but you know in your heart that you cheated.
You got to keep doing it. You got to keep doing it. You can't stop.
I can't imagine that he or she is alone in this sort of
All right, let's not set the time automatically. I'm in Lima, Peru right now.
So if you go, like, what, do you have to go like 2.5 hours ahead or something?
October.
Oh, October?
Now, look. I've got to go to a winery event. Look at now all my apartment now
Leo,
now all of my appointments
to,
are going to come up. Okay,
why'd you have to take it there?
Okay, now wait a minute. Okay, now I am in October. Well, because I want to get a lot of coins. Now let's go to Tiny Tower.
Uh-huh.
Look at that! I'm rich. No, I didn't get. I well, at least I can. open my restaurant again.
Oh, boy.
I got 500 coins.
So if you, I guess if you... If
there's a limit to how much you can get, apparently.
If you're a Tiny Tower addict, this might be something that can at least get you
Nobody
from pulling out your own eyelashes. But otherwise, it is cheating. So
and it's not... I mean, it doesn't get you that much.
Well, I think it's just to kind of help you along if you're feeling frustrated and...
Right.
Down in the dumps.
I don't... you know what? I stopped playing this game. It's just... apparently, I'm an elevator operator.
Yeah.
That's all I do. Up and down, up and down.
Let's go to another email from Brian from Bellflower, California. This is going to cheer you right up. Ready?
Okay, good. Yes.
I have an iPad-related question, says Brian. Amazing. I don't know why you sent it to us. I've noticed that there's a wide variety of options to print from an iPad, but I don't really need a hard copy. I was just wondering if you knew of a way to print a web page that I'm viewing to PDF. In doing this, I could print a hard copy if I needed to, which is practically never.
Right.
But it would be helpful. So, Brian's got a few options. One of the options, first of all, if you do searches for like print to PDF iPad online, you're going to get a million search results. Some of the apps that I tried out are fine, but they seem overpriced. Like $10 to print a PDF seems really high to me.
That is too much.
There's a company called Eurosmarts. I have no problem with this company. They have a bunch of apps.
Oh, I've used theirs. Theirs works quite well.
Yeah, but these apps are, they do a million things,
right.
Not just one. So
right.
It's like, if you're interested in...
It's hard to figure out which one to buy because there's all different stuff. Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, that's Brian has kind of a specific question. He doesn't want to do a million things.
So
he
it's
just
not
wants to
built
print
in?
A PDF.
I can't, like... No,
no,
I could print.
It's super annoying.
But if I print, I could go to a printer. See, they need to have like a printer that could be a PDF printer.
So I think Brian's, from my research, and anybody who can come up with anything that's less than $2.99, let me know.
Print to PDF.
Print to PDF, which is it's a simple little program here. Works just the way you think it will. You just go to so this is the interface here. But once you install it, what happens is Safari gets really cool. So let's just say I want to print this page. Now, if you go to the print function, normally it'll say, looking for printers, can't find printer if you're not connected to one. Well, now you get print to PDF as an option as a printer. So now that's just...
That's what I want.
Yeah. So you go ahead and print. And then when you go back to print to PDF, thank you. Successful. And then it goes back and just go ahead and loads the print to PDF.
Apple could solve this problem a little bit if they would support the various PDF reader apps like Goodreader in Safari. You know, there should be a export to Goodreader.
Well, there is, but only – so it's not a PDF export, actually. If you use Goodreader, there's actually an option that I did not know existed until recently.
I love Goodreader.
Yeah, Goodreader is great, and I think a lot of people – we've recommended Goodreader quite a bit already, so there's a good chance that at least some of our viewers are already familiar with Goodreader and like it. There is a settings option that I found in a tutorial that I found I guess it was last night. So if I go to the settings area and you go to general settings, that's right up at the top. There's a put special address to clipboard setting right here, which will generate
a bookmark. I love that.
In Safari.
So that adds Goodreader to Safari.
It does, but it won't save as a PDF. It'll save as an HTML file. But I don't know if Brian really wants a PDF. He just wants to be able to save web pages offline.
And read it on screen with something like that.
Yeah. So if
that's
you're not
a nice solution.
So if you're not so concerned with it being in PDF format, like you don't have to mark it up or whatever, then you can actually just use Goodreader in Safari. And the way that you do that, it's kind of messy, but you add a bookmark. You decide to save it. Save to Goodreader PDF, for example. And then that web page actually gets saved. And it's going to take me to the sign-in because it was Amazon. Shoot. So that was a bad example, but you guys get the idea. For the most part, it's just saving an HTML file rather than a PDF file.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is so cool.
It works
well. I'm doing it right now. I love it.
It's weird, too. It's like Goodreader keeps adding all this functionality, and if you don't pay attention to all their little liner notes every time they update in the App Store, you miss the fact that they have like 100 features that I didn't realize.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. Chad, are you ready to pull up a video?
Sure. We want to get Chris's video for cruising with an iPad.
It's the video email.
If I could play Vimeo videos on my iPad, I could just play that.
Why can't you?
Can I?
Yeah.
Maybe I should play it. Shall I?
Or you could just play it.
Hi, Leo and Sarah. My name's Chris, and I'm coming to you from onboard the Celebrity Solstice. So one of the cool things about
That's
this amazing
weird.
Ship is all the artwork on board, from these paintings to Murano glass to other pieces of art that they offer for sale. And instead of just having little plaques to tell you about each one, they have an iPad.
Wow.
Cool.
And you can get a loaner iPad for the day and go around the ship at your leisure. And it shows you deck by deck where all the pieces of art are and tells you a little bit about each one. And it's just a very cool, unique way to use an iPad, I thought. And I wanted to share it with you guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Congratulations on the new studio.
Oh, rub it in, Chris.
Drinks for my wife and me somewhere in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. Oh, yeah, and this entire video was shot on an iPhone 4 and edited on my iPad 2 using iMovie.
Okay, I just want to say...
Can we just...
That was cool.
So, wait a second. So, you...
Okay,
using the Vimeo app, you played that video...
No, not the app. I went on the Safari to Vimeo.
Yeah.
Can you show the iPad screen? I'll show you real quickly. So, this is it. When I bring up the video... I have to guess I have to rewind it or something. When I bring up the video, in the video...
I think you just play it again.
Yeah. In the video, there is, see a little airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Icon.
Yeah, yeah.
I pulled that up because we're on the same network as the TriCaster.
Wow.
It
showed
up there.
So
I selected
cool
it.
About this
and it started
playing.
And there it is.
All the artwork on board.
Is that cool or what?
To
that is.
To other pieces
yeah.
And when iOS 5 comes out,
incredibly cool.
We're not going to need a connector for the iPad.
Right.
We'll be able to play AirPlay everything.
And you can get
that is really.
That's awesome.
And we did it live on the air.
We did. And thanks to Chris for sending that extremely professional looking video.
Imagine he did that. He didn't even leave the cruise ship. He did it all in his.
He was on a cruise ship. He had iPads to look at art and find out about art, almost like you're in a museum. And you made this little video. You're the best, especially since you were in the middle of the Mediterranean. And that would be the last thing I would be thinking of, is sending in videos to our humble little show. But we really, really appreciate it.
There wasn't a lot left.
Chris is having a good day. Chris is having a good day. Reminder that we want to... Yes?
Go ahead.
We want to hear from you guys. But Leo and I, it's opposite day. We don't know what to do with ourselves. We always try to feature as much feedback from you guys as possible.
That's true.
Obviously. Because you send us all this great stuff, and it's really fun to play around with your ideas and your feedback and your videos. If you want to write us, it's iPadToday@twit.tv. You know that already, but wouldn't hurt to remind you. 757-504-IPAD is our Google Voice number. We had a voicemail on the show, but we're running out of time, so we'll go ahead. We'll definitely play it next week. Or send us a video, like Chris did. It doesn't even have to be as fancy as Chris's video. He kind of went above and beyond. But anytime we can see your face or a little tutorial or question or comment, that's always extremely helpful as well. Just try to keep it to about 30 seconds or less, and then we can play as many of them as we can in our shows. Just remember to... load it up into Vimeo or YouTube or Social Cam or any of the other places where you can host videos and send us the link. We'll play as many of them as we can, and we thank you so much for
as always
for helping us out.
We appreciate it.
Helping us make the show.
I just wanted to mention something. We are on our new set, our new studio. People probably noticed that.
We are.
And do you like this chair?
I do.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
It's comfy, huh?
If I sit all the way back... I'm like Alice in Wonderland.
My Dr. Evil chair?
I took the...
I
shrunk. Yeah.
Do you like my Dr. Evil chair?
Very
like
much.
That?
You know, I sat in Dr. Evil on Monday morning with Amber.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
I liked it. It made me
the
feel
desks?
Powerful.
You like the desks here? Beautiful desks?
Very much.
All Restoration Hardware. The bookshelves. Lisa's new desk. Restoration Hardware.
Why are they so nice to us?
Well, because we're going to mention them right now.
Oh, okay. It's a tit for tat.
Here's what happened. When Roger did the original book, hey, somebody hand me this book over here? Here, Liz will get it for me. Liz, just the book on the shelf. I just want to show people any one of those Rogers. So, you know, Roger Ambrose, who did our set. Thank you. The way he works, he's a professional Hollywood set designer.
Yeah.
He
made
this,
our old screensaver set.
He did the old screensaver set, which is why, and I asked him to kind of do it similarly to this. So he presents to us, you know, we sat down, what he wants to do. This is the book
that
he presented. And it has, by the way, if you see the book, he came very close. I could put it over here and you can get probably a better shot of it if you look there. But he came very close in the final... thing. This is 100% what he put. But let me flip back a little bit, because all of the furniture on here, Roger took from Restoration Hardware catalogs. He cut and pasted out of Restoration
Hardware
catalogs.
Oh, so this isn't just something that he made up in his head and we were able to recreate
you see this chair?
By luck of the draw?
You see this chair right here? That's what we're sitting in.
Oh, my gosh.
So he knew because it matched so closely to the aesthetic that we were trying to do, which was kind of, steampunk Captain Nemo's submarine.
Yeah, yeah.
He went there. He knew. So we approached Restoration Hardware. We said, we would really like to make a deal with you. And they very kindly did. And we have some great looking furniture from Restoration Hardware.
Restoration Hardware, I've always been a fan of, but I just hadn't looked through a catalog in a while, and I didn't realize it's very hip.
It's really hip. Well, they have a variety of stuff, but this is...
Some of it is kind of craftsman, but I guess I always thought it was all craftsman.
They do all stuff.
Yeah.
If you go to... the free Restoration Hardware iPad app has the entire catalog on here, which I highly recommend. The stuff that we are using, I think, is from their big source book. This is the spring source book.
Oh.
So instead of a giant... In fact, I think we have that table. Those are the stools.
These are those books that you see piled up when you go to the register, and you're like, "Oh my goodness!" It's like catalog times million.
Well, and this is what interior designers use, and so forth. So this is what Roger used for the furniture that we're using. We have a lot of this stuff, and I have to say, it's beautifully made, really nice stuff. Get the iPad app, browse through it. You can make a fun game of it, seeing if you can spot stuff on our set.
That's true.
I think that's Lisa's desk. Is that your desk, Lisa? I think that is. That's on our in the catalog. And maybe get some of it for your own. We have a number of those shelves. Actually, this shelf here is, I think, the one we got. So, really fun. You can zoom in, as I just did, and so forth.
Yeah,
so,
they have some alternative views. I mean, it's like a catalog, but better. I prefer to browse pretty much anything, clothes or furniture, this way.
Yeah,
it just makes more sense.
So, this is the spring line. Anyway, thank you, Restoration Hardware.
Thanks so much.
Nice
Leo?
Stuff. Oh, time to put the hat on.
You know, we're on a new set, but some things don't change.
It's App Cap time!
That's right, Leo.
Da-da.
This is the part of the show where we each pick an app that we love and we talk about it and tell you why it's so great.
Right as the show was beginning, I picked mine.
Well, that's not unusual. That's not unusual for you at all.
I'll explain why, but why don't you start?
Okay, so we know that some folks have been kind of melancholy about the situation at NASA recently.
Last shuttle. Did you see the Onion article?
I didn't.
Soviet Union wins space race. NASA shuts down shuttle.
That's awesome. it's awesome. And it's almost not even
a
joke.
Sad,
but yeah. So some people have been like, "Oh man, I believe so much in NASA. And I'm kind of heartbroken over this whole thing." Well, I have an app that might prolong your happiness with NASA because the people at NASA Visualization Explorer, which
NASA
is their
what?
Visualization.
Thank you.
That did not work out well the first time,
did
it?
That's a lot.
Visualization.
That's an awfully big word for a little girl. It's
NASA Viz. That's the shortcut that I'm seeing on my iPad.
Yeah.
So, of course, I
NASA Viz.
This is actually created by a group of media experts at the Space Flight Center. It's like scientists, writers, and producers. And when you open it up, it is real. I mean, it's educational for people like me who, I'm interested, but I have a very, very bare bones understanding of what's going on behind the scenes at NASA most of the time. So you go ahead and fire up the app, and what they're going to do is they start you off with a variety of articles. And when I say articles, they're really interactive. They're really cool. So I'm going to go ahead and click on something called India's Disappearing Water. That's interesting to me.
Mm.
And here's a visualization of how it looked in 2002 to 2008. Okay, well, that's kind of interesting. So if you have some options. If you go ahead and rotate this app,
I can really see why you broke that stand.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still learning. If you go ahead and rotate it into to portrait mode, you see that you've got these like little film reels down here, and you click on them, and you get more information about what the study is, how it was conducted. This particular, it's like they have these satellites that hovered over northeast, like Rajasthan area of India, over a period of time, and they can get information on water levels.
Wow.
And so it turns out that this particular part of India has lost a lot of water over a certain amount of time. So this is, this is a very nice video, very nice scientist. He's Matt Rodell, lovely man. And then here's some visuals on how the satellites actually talk to each other. So this is obviously computer generated, but it's an idea of what's going on in space. It's really cool stuff. And of course, I'm not showing you, but if you just want to read about the actual, who did this, what happened, I don't want to watch the video. I just want to read a little bit about what's happening in India. You can get that too. Of course, it's not just on Earth. You've got artificial worlds, capturing reality, base camps in Antarctica.
I love data visualization.
See?
I can't say it either.
I know.
I love data
Viz.
I love data viz. I do.
Yeah.
Because it's cool to when you look at graphs or well-designed images of data, it just jumps out at you.
Yeah.
What it means. I love that.
And I think that especially – I think I really enjoy this as an adult, but it's like especially for kids, it's really cool to have not only the text explaining what's going on, but all the videos. It's easy to click on. It's easy to follow along. They don't use I guess they use as much natural language, I think, as possible because I think they want as many people as possible to enjoy the app.
Mm-hmm.
This, by the way, is totally free.
Wow.
This doesn't cost you a dime.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah, the NASA people are pretty cool. I love this stuff. So anyway, that's NASA Viz from the NASA Visualization Exploration Team. If you search for NASA Viz, V-I-Z, it won't come up in the App Store. Search V-I-S or just spell out visualization.
Visualization.
And you'll find it. So that's my free app cap.
Do you know the website How Stuff Works?
Yes.
Who doesn't? I mean, it's a great site.
It's how you find out how stuff works.
Yeah, it's like a visualization for how stuff works. They have great articles, information, illustrations. They have done a great job on the How Stuff Works iPad app. This is how stuff works for the iPad. There's an iPhone one. Don't get confused.
But the iPad app is new.
Yes, it is. And just spectacular. The iPhone one has been out for a while. So you have a number of ways of looking at it. This is the homepage. Lots of articles. These are all articles and video, too, I might add, from How Stuff Works. You can look by subject, which is fantastic. And there are a lot of different subjects you can have on here. Destinations, outdoor activities, survival. This is just in the adventure category. These are their video shows. And there are quite a few shows that they do repeating stuff like stuff from the future. And if you open it up... you can find out more about it, see all the different episodes they've done, read their Twitter posts and so forth, or download it on iTunes, by the way. That's a nice thing. Here's kind of a quiz section, and they have a lot of different quizzes. You want to take a quiz?
Yes.
Do you want swimming pool safety, RAM,
swimming pool
car
safety?
Flood damage, truck brake facts quiz?
Oh, God.
How about how much money do you really need?
Yeah, I want that because
yeah.
I feel like I need a lot.
Yeah, these are the most popular. How much money do you really, really need?
I'm going to guess it's going to turn out to not be as much as I think.
I mean, this is a lovely app, absolutely free. You see there's an ad at the bottom. That's how they pay for it. What did economist Julian Simon say about the economic situation today?
Probably credit cards are responsible for...
I'm going to agree with you on that.
Yeah. Oh.
No.
Darn it.
But he should have said that. He did say there's no such thing as a free lunch.
But at least it's getting cheaper and cheaper. Okay. Actually, it isn't.
That's a good line. It's not.
Not at Blue Bottle.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
Is Blue Bottle getting more expensive?
Yeah, they just upped their drip from $2.50 to $2.75.
Wow.
That's a quarter I needed for parking meters. Come on. It's delicate balance here.
So anyway, this is... You can also pick favorites and do a full search, too. But let's go back to the homepage because it'll give you some idea of the variety of stuff. The exclamation marks, those are facts. These are quotes. These are articles. These are videos. And shows have its own icon as well. Now, I picked this originally, and then I found a video in there, and I couldn't figure out. I thought, is this an ad? It seemed kind of inappropriate for... kids.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff might be a little inappropriate for young kids, but I think the teenagers are going to be fine for this. For instance, can women be aggressive in dating? This is an audio.
I can answer that for you without even watching.
I don't want to know your answer, but I'll ask you after.
I didn't say they should be. I just know that they can
be.
They will be.
And will be.
Mm-hmm.
The story of Braille. Anyway. I liked, when I was a kid, I was the kind of kid who read the encyclopedia. This is for that kid.
Yeah.
A great browsing experience, nice random facts, authoritative, I think well-researched information. Some of it's like how-tos, like window trim installation. So some of it's very practical. I really like
it. Are the How Stuff Works guys associated with Discovery?
I think they might be now.
Yeah.
You know, it was originally Marshall Brain who started it, and then he sold it. So I'm not sure who owns it. Chat room, do you know?
I think that's the partnership.
That rings a bell.
I'm not positive.
HowStuffWorks.com is their webpage, but this is a great application, and it's absolutely free.
Totally free.
Really nice job.
And you're
going to
learn
Highly
something.
Recommended. Yep. That's I think that's my how lying works. Wouldn't you like to know how lying works?
Yeah. I'd like to know how to do it well.
Well, maybe you'd like to read
this
article.
Because I always laugh and blink, and I'm just...
There's how lie detectors
you'll always
work,
know.
How con artists work. The basics of lying.
All right. Let's start at the beginning.
Signs of deception.
Where do you want to say that you are?
How to know.
When you're actually...
Somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Let's find out about that one. We'll check that one out for you.
We will. Yeah. We'll get back. We'll get back to that. Thank you. Yeah. From the Lion Master himself. But that's it, Leo. We're done.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
What fun. I hope you enjoyed our new studio and our new set.
Yeah.
I really like this. I think it's going to be much more fun for us doing the show.
Yes.
By the way, we thank Chad Johnson, who ran the board today. It was Chad.
Chad.
On the board.
Oh, my
God. He is our technical director. Every show now will have somebody besides me.
Mm-hmm.
Running the board, which means it should be much better done.
Now, what about the Windows Weekly and the shows
Windows
that
Weekly
you do?
Windows Weekly, we're doing out there. There'll only be, I think, three shows that I will do in my office: the Tech Guy, Security Now,
Security
and
Now,
the Daily Gizwiz. Everything else will be out here. But the office looks pretty good too. I don't know if you've been in there yet. That's
well.
Gonna be all
I was told I was not allowed in Leo's office, so I have not entered because I can follow direction.
Really? Somebody said you can't go in there?
Yes. I think you did.
I think that was right. So thank you, everybody, for being
Thanks,
here.
Everybody.
Please give us your feedback. iPad today at twit.tv. We really appreciate all the all
That's
the help.
Right, yeah.
If you've got a better stand.
We'll figure.
Actually, we have the emails. You saved them.
We have so many. Okay. I didn't delete a one because I thought, this might come in
today.
Handy.
It worked for me. If you don't break it, it works.
Yeah, we'll finesse this a little bit. But for the most part, I love hanging out in the living room. It's a lot
like
of
it.
Fun.
Yep.
Yeah, I
Thanks
can show off my knees. They're the bees.
You were thinking about this when you were asleep.
Nope,
today, were
I wasn't. But you get to see a lot of knee. They're very shiny. But thanks, everybody. Until next week, that's it for iPad today.
Yeah, bye-bye.